Hey.
Hey.
Hi. It's really cool to be up here today. Me and Sherman, I think we've been coming here for several years now, I think since we were like 9. And so for those we haven't met yet, my name's Travers.
And I'm Truman. We're twins, we're 16, and we're sophomores at Wimberley High School and when we were at Valley.
Thank you. So before we start, we have to acknowledge Leah, Evie, Sharon, and the board who make it a priority to send us to rally each year. This rally was an absolute blast and 100% the highlight of our summer. And to show our appreciation, we're going to take just a few minutes to talk about experiences with the rally and the travel back. And while you guys can enjoy a slideshow, I think that should be playing in the background. Legacy Rally. Okay. And if you don't know what a rally is, it's basically almost a week where the youth of Unity all of America come to one place and we learn more about the Unity principles. But we also have some pretty fun games while at it. Like one day we had an awesome pool day with a ginormous obstacle course. But while we're doing that, we also get into some deeper things. Like we had a heart talk where everyone opens up and made everybody cry. Sharon knows. She knows. She was there.
Rally to me is such a special place where everybody can find true connection and become more aligned on the spiritual journey. What I love about Rally is how it's less teaching you about a religion, but more helping you find what you want out of religion and what you want from your connection to God.
There's us. Oh, we're gone. The best part is that it's completely run by other teens just like us. There were two Regis that kind of guide us. That's them. They're just selected from two other churches, and they come together, and they plan all this for us. And this year, we were set at a college campus, which was pretty sweet. I got my own dorm room, and I got to experience a little independency. It was really cool because the dorm room was like a little taste of going to college because apparently I have that to look forward to soon, so that's going to be fun.
To give you an idea, in the morning, we all have breakfast, and then we would separate into small family groups with about, like, 10, 8 people. But me and Travers actually got the honor of being leaders of our own family group. And what we did in a family group, we would discuss different things. We would have a meditation or would read a story, and we would talk about what that has an impact on you, what it means to you. And these family meetings are really about just centering yourself and discussing important ideas.
And so over the next few days, we all got surprisingly close to the other family members. I think I grew closer to some of these people at Rally in just a couple of days than some friends I've known at school for a couple of years. And so that was really cool. And then something pretty interesting about Rally is that every day has sort of question or a theme to it that sort of builds upon the last one. But there's one theme that specifically stuck out to me and left me thinking for a while, and that theme was, of course, the lotus flower. And so what's pretty interesting about the lotus flower is its life cycle, is that it actually starts way down deep in the murky mud, and as it struggles to find light, it slowly gets taller and stronger until it finally breaks through and becomes one of the most elegant flowers you'll ever see. And so the saying, no mud, no lotus, carries a simple but I think powerful statement that beauty and progress can stem from tough time. Similar to like the lotus blooming in the murky waters, your own progress and growth comes from the challenges that you have to face. And the environment at Rally that we got to talk about all of our challenges and our mud, you could call it, was actually pretty awesome and I think pretty profound because I'm always surprised sometimes how much people have to carry with them. And I think it was a really great place to and safe place for people to share these and talk with other people and to feel better about them. And we all grew from it. And it's a place to not feel so alone about these stuff.
But we all know that the trip is not just about the destination, but also about the journey. This year, it was me, Sharon, and Travers. We had a connecting flight up to Dallas, and going there was fine, but coming back was not as good.
You could say that. It started off with a pretty high note. Sharon took us on a little excursion, and we got to see the surrounding town, and we actually went to a monastery where we got some cheese from a monk, which was pretty interesting. And this cheese was probably one of the best top three cheeses I've had in a while. And it was really interesting to see this old architecture with a huge spiral staircases, and there's old school monks singing like Latin. But then right after this, it went downhill pretty fast. And we got to experience the metaphorical mud that we've been talking about and practice our unity principles of peace and patience. The trouble started when the TSA, like how it usually does, they started harassing us about our cheese, because apparently it started speculation that something was up with it. Maybe it was a little too stinky, I don't know. So after a while, we got through the TSA, but then we was like, okay, it's fine. And then I got a little more serious when our flight was delayed. Oh, hey, hi, Mom. Got delayed to, I didn't make it. Got delayed to 10 p.m., and so that was fine. We walked around for a little bit, enjoyed the several restaurants in town, not in town, the airport, and then got delayed to 11, and then 12, and then 2 a.m., and so all the while, Truman is trying to text our parents to tell them how to pick us up in Albuquerque, but after almost 10 hours of waiting at the airport, our flight was finally canceled, so me and Truman, Sharon had to go on her flight, so it was just me and Truman. We had to sleep overnight at the airport break room, which is pretty cool. Fun fact about airport break rooms, those fluorescent lightings, they never turn off. So you kind of grabbed my shirt and made it like a blindfold, just kind of sleep. But finally, it was 5 a.m., they woke us up, took us to our flight, and probably one of the best sleeps I've had. I think I passed out the moment my butt touched the floor.
Yeah, it was a pretty rough road back, but Sharon was really cool throughout it all, and I was really glad when we made it home.
Yeah.
I guess to really wrap it up, it's hard to put into words the impact that rally had on us each year, but I can safely say that it expands us by deepening our connection with our spiritual community.
I don't mean to sound a little dramatic, but after going to rally, I never feel like the same person. I always feel like I come back a little better, and I always have a little more perspective on with spirit and with other people, and it's really awesome. Oh, there me. And it's really awesome, and we're so grateful that we could have it, and thank you so much for letting us talk up here today. Now it is time to lead our thoughts into meditation. It is our quiet time to connect to God and the spirit and wisdom inside of us. I invite you to close your eyes if you want. Put your hand over your heart in a prayer position or however you are comfortable. Take a deep breath in. As we all breathe in, we may feel the light and love of God surrounding us. Imagine a beautiful, bright, warm light all around us, filling our hearts with peace. We know that we are all an expression of God's love, and that we have come here to learn, share, and grow together. We remember to be kind to one another and spread our love and light to each other and the world. Thank you for our time together today and for all our many blessings. Our beautiful planet Earth, our loving Unity Church community, we are so grateful. Thank you, God.